Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast. I have been away. It's because I'm gay. It's getting close to Pride, so I need to get my shit together. I need to tuck the balls up. I need to get the knickers off. You know how it is. It's very, very stressful at the moment. But in the midst of all of the stress, I thought, you know what? I'm going to bring out a wee podcast. And then, of course, I have plans for a little Pride episode as well. I'm going to do some interviews on Pride Day. So if you do see me, come up and I'll slap the face clean off you. But anyway, before that, I would like to let you know who is my gorgeous special guest today. It is the one, the only, Tiffany Von Tussle.
Hello, hello, hi. Hello, Roxy.
What babes?
All good. How are you, chick?
I'm good. We've brought you here all the way from your Tussle Tuesdays, from doing death drops and splits and all sorts of shits.
Fucking high kicks to glory.
I know.
Everything.
It's great. Drinking. If you haven't seen her in a while, she also has her haircut. She's no longer baiting about with them her long locks. She's actually wearing.
Fuck, do you remember that?
Awful.
I sometimes forget I had long hair.
Yeah, oh my God, I was like, the fuck's that?
Two strands. It was a horsetail.
Two single strands. I was overseeing Lady Laura, the Lady Laura, the living haircutist hairdresser.
What a fucking name. That's what I'm calling her from now on.
Lady Laura, the haircutist.
The haircutist.
Yes, and we were discussing it today. She's like, remember Tiffany's hair? I was like, it was awful.
God love her. I just walked in and I was like, guess what? We're getting my hair cut. And she goes, right, okay. And I was like, no. It's all going, and you can see the fear just hit her face straight away.
It's like, what? Like, what did you do with it?
I donated it.
For ropes? For boats?
Fuck off. I like, turned it into chains if I can get the boats in.
It's in Belfast Harbour now. It's like holding in the cruise ships. Like, the ship today, oh my God, it's been held in by a girl's hair. She's a drag queen. It's called Tiffany.
Oh my God, the accents are coming out already. This is great.
Oh God, I know. We've opened a bottle of champagne. We're on the Lance in the night. So 17:60.
Oh my God, great. We're going to need it. There was a struggle. There was a tiny struggle.
We had a bit of a technical issue at the start, but sure, we always overcome these things. And open a bottle of champagne. That's the only way to do it. So yeah, you needed your hair to what?
Oh my God, I can't even remember what you call it. I
think human
it
hair. Wait.
Yeah, it was the little princess dressed. So I thought I'd be nice, but then I did it. And I was like, I got bullied for that hair. So God love that wee kid. He's probably has cancer.
Who gets
and then,
that hair?
Yeah. And all of a sudden it's just, oh great, now I've got my hair. As their hair, God love them. I should have said a tenner. I'd be like, sorry, love.
Look, I'm sorry. Here is a wig off Sheen. It's better than what the fuck I'm giving you.
My two strands.
It would just be the two strands with a bit of masking tape stuck on the bald head.
Basically, like, it literally was.
Oh, God love them. But anyway, could it all go together into a nice wig? They'll be all different hairs. Yours will just be in the middle of it all. Like,
just in the, like sticking out. Dead ends.
Like,
dead
ends.
Destroyed.
That?
Ruined.
I know I've got a couple of human wigs now, and I always think, I wonder who this hair belongs.
I know, you're starting to human hair now as well.
Love them. They're so easy to deal with. They're not your face or fucking you about. Because literally a wig in your mouth, like pubes. Do you ever get sucking something off in your pubes? You're trying to be discreet about it, and then you're like pulling out a full hairball, and you're like,
do you remember Mrs. Brown, if you ever saw it, Mrs. Brown's Boys ages ago, but she was like, she's pretending to be Spider-Man, but she was fucked off her face, so she was like, that's what it's like. It's disgusting.
It really, really is. Like, oh God. So you're doing mid-performance and then a wind machine comes on? Ah, you're fucked.
I'm like, man, that's me every Sunday.
Oh, we've used a wind?
We've a wind machine every Sunday and I go up and I'm like, I'm going to be gorgeous. I'm going to look beautiful. I turn my head the tiniest bit.
Right in the mouth. And you're like, ah, oh, you fucking bastard. I look absolutely gorgeous. And then you make, sometimes the lipstick's trailed as well up the side of your cheek. And I'm like, I've got red
all over the side of my face. I look like the Joker.
I look like I've been attacked in a car park. I'm like, hi, how are you, mister?
Just been hit.
Mister, sir. So tell us, how did you get into drag? I thought I was doing a burp bear, but I didn't. It was a silent one.
A silent but deadly.
A silent champagne burp, darling. How did you get into drag? What made you? Why? Were you always just a little bitch?
Yes. I was just always a little gay boy. No, I don't know. I think, obviously, because of the whole fucking RuPaul's Drag Race and all that shit.
Oh, yes. RuPaul's
when I was a teenager, 2 years ago, when I was a teenager, back in the day, that's when RuPaul's Drag Race like was really, really massive and everyone loved it.
At its peak. Now it's kind of like,
everyone's like, I don't really give a fuck anymore.
Oh, absolutely. It's like, are you watching this season? Like, what?
There's another season.
Is that, geez, it's always a queen of, at the minute, it's like queen of the worlds of the next week's. Catch
yourself. Like, Queen of the Galaxy, Queen of the fucking Moon. I'm like, I don't care anymore.
Literally, I'm like, just put on women's clothes. And then they all pretend to fight with each other. I love it. It's like the drama. I'm like,
no, I love it. Because I would go on and be a cunt. But they're like, fuck off. What are you doing?
The All Stars, though, whenever they're like coming on being dicks, it's like, you're in bed. And I bet you they're sort of like in the hotel going, right here, 1 a.m. we'll start drama.
We'll do this storyline, right? You make fun of my dead mum, and then I'll start crying. And it's shit like
that. Or you mentioned, like, Jed Hun, and you'd be like, what did you say about my dead mum? You know, like something completely off it, just to give the drama. Like, Jed Hun, that's that. Remember that guy on TikTok, Christian? He used to go out to all the clubs. Have you ever seen him?
No, I don't think so.
Jed and Giddy, or whatever they were called. These
oh,
boys.
Fuck those two. Oh, no, no, no. I'm putting my glass down. Christian. They fucking turned me. They fucking oh, turned they, the
they've
balls
now, they've
me.
Broke up. They're all no longer friends. Used to live together and all.
Is the duet track. Done?
All gone. And now Jed, the one, the big sexy one, he's a Christian now.
Why has everyone turned into fucking Christians?
I don't know. It's
the only one I like is Anna, and that's it.
I'm not here, fuck. You can't beat her. You can beat the husband, beat the wife, but you can't beat Anna Christian.
And I've got the fucking impersonator right in front of me.
What made
you start impersonating her in the first place? Why?
Because it was current.
Of course, you of all people go, that's a gag. I'm going to...
It was.
She's like, mentally not well. Let me make fun of her and make a mix.
No, but people did write that in comments. I just removed their comments. I'm like, fuck off. It's a fucking... The woman knows what she's at. It's not all turned out. She's a fucking pole dancer and everything, and she knows what she's at. I wonder if Pride should be out and say, I'm not a lesbian. Because she went Protestant there for the 12.
Yes.
Pride will come up.
She was walking up and down my roads. I was like, oh, gag.
What road?
It was the Albert Bridge Road.
Oh, really?
She was walking up and down one of the bands. And I was like, the day that I'm in drag.
Oh, my God. Don't dox yourself. If anybody's on the Albert Bridge Road, look over at Ebony's house.
Right, yeah, come find me.
It's got a pair of niggers in the window.
It's actually a brothel. It's me and a couple of sluts.
Tiffany Von Brothel.
Oh, my God. Gag.
Come on in. Hold your niggers. Leave your niggers at the door and wipe your feet on the way out.
Gag.
That's how you do it.
Leave the corn on the dresser and hit the door.
I thought you said leave the corn on the dresser.
Yeah, just the corn.
Corn on the cob. Like, just those sweet corns. Leave those
it's
on the dresser.
It's my brothel for Fermanagh. Like, leave your corn and then we'll go. Don't worry.
Y'all leave your corn on the dresser. I'll get that later.
Even the voice just fucking turns me.
So, baby, I want to come over here and give you that nice loving.
I'll be like, no, shut up.
Because it's through the headphones. It sounds more pervy. It's like, ah, well.
I know.
It sounds like an old fat man from like out in South Texas. It's like, I want all refineries. I'll buy you all night dresses and make you all sexy, Tiffany. I'll make you my baby.
And then there's me trying to be sexy, be like, ah, will you now? Well,
just you wait till I grow my hair.
Ooh. Wait, I'm gonna grow my hair back again.
Wait till these two strands come into their own. You're gonna fucking die. When did you start drag? Can you remember your drag birthday?
I can't remember my drag birthday. I'm one of the few people that actually don't remember it at all.
Oh really? Was there no like particular, or is there no gig you were like, that was where I act, what sticks out?
No, because my first ever time on stage was with Malibu Perry. Not performing, like I was in the show. No, I was just her fucking side piece. She was like, let's just do a duet. And I was like, right, okay.
A side piece?
I was her piece on stage. And then...
She was wanting to perform. You were like, right, I'll get up with you. Fuck it. Why not?
No, she was just like, do you want to perform? I was like, oh, okay. I thought like, oh, I was going to be in the show. No, all dressed up. Well, to be fair, she painted my face and gave me the clothes and all. All dressed up for one number. And then I'm sitting backstage being like, hi. Hi, Portia. Hi, Anya. Oh. I'm Tiffany. Nice to meet you. This is back in the day. This was hijinks. This is 2019.
Oh, you're taking us back before COVID.
Before COVID.
Fuck, that's right. Before the Rona. Good hijinks Saturday afternoons with Lady P and her tombola. Do you remember that tombola? The purple tombola fucking thing. And there was nights, I think it used to sit in the back of Maverick before it was all refurbished and the reporter appeared and we used to just put like things into it, like cans, put that in there, tombola box.
I can already picture
pongs. And I was like, I wonder if you could like stick a ping pong ball up your arse and stick it in the tombola box.
I used to fucking hate it because you'd perform and it's just sitting there and I'm like, what the fuck?
It was very... I was like, get
once
that.
I nearly knocked it over.
I was... That was one thing for that Saturday afternoon. I was like, get that the fuck off the stage. It is such a fucking hazard. Like,
what was it again? What the fuck did she do with it?
I don't know. I think she pulled out, like, life... Like winning chances, and like you want a haircut at her new salon.
I was going to say you want a haircut.
You get a full head shave at Embrace Salon. Make sure you check it out, folks. He's built fast. Finest cuts. Tiffany's going next week.
I'm going next week. I need my haircut before Pride. I really do.
Well, that's what Miss Lady Laura, the hair cutter.
Hair cutter.
She was saying, I must say to you this evening. Here we are. Laura, there you are. She'll be listening to this as she's doing her walk. Laura was asking about your love.
You're a slut.
There you go.
Laura, you're a slut. And I'll be in next week. I'll be in really, really soon to cut my hair.
She wants booked in. Wait and see Laura. She's a lovely lesbian hair cutter over in East Belfast as well. At Peter Oliver.
That was the great thing about having long hair. I was the laziest one because that means I was just like, right, put my face on and go.
And that was it.
And everyone's wearing wigs. I'm like, haha, fuck you. Like,
that hair shit, where's your wig? And you're like, is that
like this is it.
Like, right.
This is it.
I couldn't have long hair. I'd be like laying on at night and all the fucking stuff
no,
on my armpits.
No, I did. Like, you used to wake up. I used to wake up, remember the fucking, that was me, 24 fucking 7.
In my mouth. For fuck's sake.
There's hair in my asshole all of a sudden. There's hair fucking everywhere.
Well, that's actually kind of like everywhere. Having wigs as well. You wake up in the morning, you're like, what's this? And you pull a full, like, blonde hair out of your ball bag. And you're like, it's been a busy night.
Well, no one's been down there last night.
No one's been there in a while.
Well, for me, that's a lie. I'm always fucking being a her.
Herin and turin.
Herin and turin.
Fantastic. She put this on later on. Turin. Accepting bookings. I'm like, can I book in me?
Yes, you know that one wee room? Yeah, there. That's Tiffany's room.
I haven't been in it in years now, to be honest.
I think the last time I was in it was a couple of weeks ago. A
couple of weeks, there you are, full updated. Is it nice and clean and good products?
It's the sauna.
What would you give it a 10? What's your sauna review?
Spunk. It's just everywhere.
It's like, imagine slipping on it. Like, I think I've heard stories somebody has slipped on old shite once.
Oh God, no, I've never seen anything like that. Thank God, I've never seen anything like that.
Oh, I think, I've heard many a story, people just, you know, I don't understand why, like, why do you just shite on the floor? I'm like, I know some people are into it, but go to the
Do you just walk over and then squat? You'd be like, this is me. This is me. Boom.
What are you into? Shite in public places.
Like, just starts bending down.
Shitting in men's saunas. I went to Bannatown Health Spa and took a shit in the floor and they did not like it. I was like, well, that's what happens on your free flip flops.
The fucking difference in gays and straights, the bastards.
It's mad. I haven't been in a while now because I don't know.
Like, no, I
don't touch me.
Me and Sonny will get drunk and be like, right, let's go over for a gig.
Oh, of course.
My good little sister, Sonny Darling.
I bet you they're all around her like flies around shite.
Yes.
She's doing fucking death drops, the arsehole clean opening.
And she's climbing the walls while sucking dick at the same time. The guy, like, she's just took him by the dick and took him up the wall. She's hanging upside down like Spider-Man.
Poor man, stuck.
It's not kissing, it's sucking each other's dicks.
Upside down on the wall. I'm like, go ahead, son. That's
upside down sucking.
I swear to God, those floors in that Maverick are so clean with her pussy banging the fuck clean out of them. Like,
I know. I always look at her, I'm like, are you going to have an easy night? Yeah. 2 seconds later, on the floor.
I know, you actually sound like her. Going,
yeah.
Just really like...
Yeah, I'm always like, you're a lamb bastard.
So tell us, what was your first performance then was in the Hijinxing?
Yes, it was Hijinxing.
So where did it go from there? How did you become you? How did you become the lady you are today?
How did I become me? I was supporting Malibu because with all her shows. And then it was coming up to Halloween. And I think I was sitting, I can't remember who I was sitting beside, but Portia just went up to, it was another drag queen, went up to them being like, oh, are you okay? Are you ready for... like this date, I think it was like the 24th or something, the Halloween show, and they were like, yes, and I just like, I wasn't booked, but I snuck in anyway. I was like, oh, by the way, you said I can do it as well.
Oh, very good.
And then she was like, oh, right, okay. And then that's how I got it.
And then you were on.
I'll never forget it, because I was supposed to be working, because I remember I worked in Home Bargains.
My memory is wild. See, since I had my epileptic seizure, there's things I don't remember, but like, thank fuck. God, would have been a good job. Think of the bargains you would have had at home.
No, bargains, but at home.
At home, those bargains you would have had.
I remember because I texted him. I was like, oh, I'm going to be sick that day. No, I was pretending to be a woman.
Yes, I'm like, I'm very ill in the head. I'm dressed up as a woman in a bar. Somebody walks in, I'm like,
it's worse. It was Halloween, so I was dressed up as a Catwoman.
Even better. Perfect. Wouldn't have known it was you. Well,
exactly. Walking around with a mask on. And it destroyed my face.
Like what? Like the makeup?
Yeah, makeup gone, glued gone, oh, real brows coming through.
You did a full face.
Yeah, and it was my first number
with a leather. And then,
and it was my first number. The other two numbers, I looked like Chucky.
She's in a fire.
Like, you know, the stitches and all coming from like the skin. That was me.
Oh, when your eyebrows start to lift and it's like crumbly biscuit, yeah. And you're like, ooh, like a buttery biscuit base.
Who put fucking porridge on my face?
I love bastards. I could love a good biscuit eyebrow when it's starting to fall apart and you'd look at. This is what everyone's talking about. And you're like, that eyebrow is fucking smashing.
Do you see some of them now and you're like, you are gorgeous.
It's like, I want to wipe that. Like, just like,
I've got a makeup wipe here. Come here.
But you can, it's like, it is like overnight oats. That's what it looks like. Like, just applying overnight oats onto your eyebrows. Use my tip for the eyebrow. That's what I always use, especially when my eyebrows turn into fucking hurry bastards. Is Prozade.
Do you use Prozade?
Flatten them down with Prozade.
No, it scares the fuck out of me. No, we'll never do it.
We'll never remove her. I've never... Look at these. These grow like bastards. They help.
The bastards are growing.
More hairs. Prozade straight down first, and then let the Prozade dry, and then use like a plastic sealant, which I'd use Elmer's glue. To just do a wee plastic sealant to stop it. Stop any sweat coming through. Works all the time, mostly. And then powder the fuck out of it. Boom, let's go. Hasn't broke. There's nights I come home and my eyebrows would fuck... I've slept my eyebrows one night, fell asleep with the bed blocked, and woke up and was like...
You're just like, I'm still a woman.
When I first opened my eyes, because I wear glasses, when I'm not in drag,
when I'm not being a woman, you when I'm not being a slut.
Explain it here, because nobody can actually see that we're sitting here in our beautiful ball gowns and wigs. We've really got dragged up tonight for like
a ball gown. Fuck, do you not know me? It's a basic black bodysuit and a black thigh high.
Lying, stop putting yourself down. She's in this beautiful £500 rhinestone ball gown she's got from Bob Mackey. He sent it over just for this podcast recording. You can't see it, but
thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Bobby.
You picture it with your eyes. It's like, no, like they call it like audio description. The girl wore a beautiful long dress.
Oh my fuck.
Her wig was those shit.
Those stupid fucking like audiobooks and all. I can't do them. They turn me.
I'd listen to things at night. Like I don't just lie in bed. Like I listen to podcasts and stuff at night. Not my own. Fuck that. I listen to it while it's done.
Not my own. Fuck that. No.
Not my own. Fuck that. But no, I love listening to shit at night. Like comedians. I'd like be like giggling and then fall asleep.
What the fuck?
Literally gone.
Imagine sleeping next to you. What's Roxy doing? She's just laughing and then falling asleep.
I'm better my own. I'll listen to stuff, but if somebody's there, you wouldn't be like, I'm just lying here laughing beside you.
In the ear, just be like, ha 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 ha.
You bastard.
Fuck a gag.
What the fuck was I talking about there?
We just went on a tangent. I'm the worst for this as well.
I
knew when we were going to do this, we were going to be Tangent McGee.
But it's the way it works. It's just how I work. Somebody did like, you've got ADHD. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what I have. It's called better crack.
You've definitely got something. Let's be honest.
It's called having a bit of crack in a personality. Some people call it a da-da-da now, but I just call it having a bit of fucking personality because some people nowadays can't even look in the eye.
I know. Not to name names. Not to name names. We'll show each other pictures in a minute, but not to name names.
I'm like, it's a Cluedo. I'm like, put a face down if this person has tricks.
Can they even talk on the mic? No.
Oh.
Did they wear a heel? No. Have they good wigs? No.
God, I'd be like, I'm very offended. And somebody's like, this is my shoe for that. I'm like, that's a flip-flop.
I know. Put a heel on. Some of the fucking shoes. I'm like, just wear a heel.
Put a wee heel on. Just be something.
Like, a heel or... I love a thigh-high boot. So I'm like, put on a thigh-high and be sexy.
Yes, I do like a good thigh-high boot. But I like a stiletto myself. I was just one particular model of shoe in every colour. And I'm like, they'll just do me. They're perfect. I love them.
Just see Roxy's floor. It's just like, it's the gay flag. All in shoes.
Shoes of many
colours. Shoes galore.
My Technicolor shoe coat. And
Technicolor.
Literally, everybody comes in here and is like, look at all this stuff. I'm going to start doing tours. I'm like, welcome. Guided audio tours.
You know, I walked in. I was like, oh my God, there's hair. There's dresses. Look at your makeup.
Goes upwards. And pictures in the middle of it all is just...
women on the wall.
That's me.
That's me.
It's pictures of myself. And then we just sit here in the middle of it all talking shit. It's smashing.
And drinking.
It's great.
And drinking.
Absolutely. We're going to move to a short break. We have some information coming from our sponsor that is no one, that there is no information. So we'll speak to you in just a second. Hello, hello, hello. Heidi, hi, hoody ho. It's me, Roxy, the dirty ho. What's happening? Welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast. I hope you enjoyed that little short break. It was smashing for us. We really thought it was great. Tiffany, describe to everyone what I'm wearing today.
Oh, you're a lovely ball guy.
Yeah.
You're a bastard. We were talking about this in the break. You're a fucking bastard.
I described yours. So I was like, right, describe mine. I forgot to mention mine.
Lovely in pink. It's got rhinestones everywhere. I just imagine you in pink all the time, especially that dress. It's something like that. Like, it's got feathers. It's got sequin. It's got fucking everything on it.
It's got an egg stain on the front. Boiled egg dribbled down. Like
from spaghetti arms.
Yes. Always. No, that would be gravy, curry, and...
Oh, no, just... No, because it fucking stains. It just goes everywhere.
I don't understand. No, everybody loves it. I'm a picky eater, but gravy... What is it? Curry, chili, what? Sweet chili,
isn't
garlic.
That isn't that a gravy... What is it? The dirty gravy chip?
No, not a gravy chip.
What are you on about?
The dirty chip. It's everything.
Oh, the dirty chip.
It's just basically every sauce.
No, it's everything. It's all the sauces.
I don't know. I'm like, it's two sauces.
There was one night I was really drunk, and I can't even remember who got it. One of my mates got it, and they're like, do you want one? And put it in front of me, and I swear, like, just looked at it, smelt it, and I nearly fucking vomit.
Blocked everywhere. Like, anything else, but not.
And anyone who knows me and I'm blocked, I'm like, I'm catatonic. I'm dead.
Because
I'm such a heavyweight. I'm the heavyweight champion of drinking. I'm such an alcoholic.
Oh, you could drink.
Oh, and so if you see me steaming, I've had, like, a lot.
That's taken a quarter bit. I do have a quarter tolerance, but then the next day, it's like, you will see when we go to holidays, I can give it large. But then the next day, I'd be literally lying like the Pope in state. Can't just eat. Like, cannot eat. Like, literally, Rusty's always like to me, fucking eat something. I was like, but do you ever get like that? You're like, if you see, or anybody listening, if you're that hungover, you look at food and you're about to projectile. What's
everywhere.
Like, there's nothing in your stomach left. It's only...
Or even you just, like, start shitting yourself. You're just like, no, shit, clean out of it, no.
There's, when we were, was it last year? Not last year, the year before in Tenerife. It was the year that we were in those weird bungalows. They weren't even weird, it was just, what were their names? Oh my God, they were great anyway. It was all the men. Remember the fellas getting fisted and all that?
Oh, that one. Was that Tenerife?
Aqua. No, it wasn't Tenerife. Did I say Tenerife?
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
I've never been to Tenerife in my life.
I was like, I didn't know you went to Tenerife. When the fuck was this? I've heard all these stories. When the fuck was this?
Gran Canaria, sorry.
Gran Canaria.
Yes, when we went over 2 years ago, me and Rusty, and I was lying hungover in bed, and he was like, get out here now. Why? There's a man getting fisted. I was
fisting.
Like, get to fuck.
Fisting.
I will vomit. I just lay in nets and pineapple and then fell back to sleep.
Me and Rusty are too similar, because I would have done the same. Like, if Rusty was like, here, someone's getting fisted, I'd be like, where? Show me. Let me see.
He did send me, I was like, send me pictures of it. I never even got it away. I was like, send me pictures. Send me a picture. And he was just taking sneaky pictures from the balcony. And we were like, dirty. And then and the then man in the wheelchair flew past. I was like,
he was the one fisting.
I'll Hot Wheels. I'm like, oh, there he is.
There he goes, zooming down.
So he's like, I'm from Berlin. I was like, that's very good.
He's got a rocket on. He's like, zooming down the fucking road.
I think I said, I'm from Berlin. He goes, I'm from Berlin. I was like, great,
great Jesus.
We're two drag queens on our holidays. Hey, bend over, dirty.
I can't wait for... We're going in January, aren't we?
We are. Oh my God. The January... I think the whole half of the drag of Belfast will be away in January.
I know.
And there'll be nobody to do the shows. No, we'll all gone for a week.
We're going to have to close down all the bars. The gay quarter's fucking closed for a week.
God, if there's anybody listening, Sparkles or Rickies, we're all coming over. We'll do a Belfast takeover show.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Absolutely not. I'm not doing
we'll show them how to drink. Okay, you will see on this holiday how much I drink. Even ask Rusty. I'll drink. Then wake up the next day and drink again. And wake up the next day and drink again. I just had a 3-day bender that weekend.
It gets to the point where I'm like, I can't. Basically. I have to have a couple of nights just like, right, no.
Oh no, I could do straight away.
I cannot. And then next day I'm like, let's go again.
We woke up and we were like, do you want a cider? Do you want a mimosa? And we're like, yes.
He does it all the time. Like, cider? I'm like, no, I'm dead.
Fanta I loved orange. It. I was like, yes, give me that now.
I love a Fanta orange all during the day and all of that. And then be like, nighttime, cocktail, now. Boom, back into it, and that's it. But yeah, no, a week solid drinking, I would have to be fucking wheeled onto a plane, like
working.
What's wrong with her? Dead. She's a cunt.
Just, you're going down the aisle. It's not the food cart. It's fucking you. He's just like,
it's me. Like, it's being brought on as a specialist.
Closing down those stupid fucking cover things at the top, and like being like, hi.
I've been in them before. For fuck's sake.
Can you fit in? Can you actually fit people in there?
Get in whenever I'm working.
I want in one right now.
It's so difficult to try and get out of it because you're falling your fucking arse and land. I guess you break your back in a seat. I'm like, fuck. Terrible. So tell me this and tell me no more. How did you come up with your drag name?
Oh, Tiffany Von Tassel.
Yeah.
So, It comes from two movies, right? So, do you know the Chucky films?
Chucky, yes. Yes.
So, The Bride of Chucky, her name's Tiffany.
Right.
Oh. And that's my favorite. That's my favorite horror films of all time.
Right.
So, her name's Tiffany.
I never knew her name was. I just thought she was called The Bride of Chucky.
The Bride.
Like, what's your surname? Chucky. Of Chucky. And what's of your Chucky. First name?
Bride.
The Bride. I was like, right, okay.
Bride Von Tussle.
Bride Von. And what's Von Tussle?
Von Tussle comes from Hairspray.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. So, you know Michelle Pfeiffer? In Hairspray.
Yes.
Her character's name is, I think it was like Velma Von Tussle or like Amber. I think she's the mouse, so she's Velma. It's Von Tussle, and then it's Tiffany Von Tussle.
There you go. You found it all here, folks. It's coming live.
It's not that interesting.
Not really.
How did you get your name again? Did you just come up with it?
Yeah. It's like, for fuck's sake.
There's Tiffany Von Tussle, and she's sitting here being like a tumble dryer.
It's like, I know.
What? I bet you got high and saw your tumble dryer. Like,
I was like, hi, yeah.
That'd be great.
I don't know. I still, to this day, can't really remember. I was like, Roxy, I like that, and then... I tumble dryer, but it's one of the ones people you don't forget it. People go, "Are you tumble dryer?" Like, oh, I love
that's a gag,
but it sticks. People remember.
I'm no, like, I still get teddy to this day. I still get teddy because of Vaughn in it.
Teddy Vaughn. Oh, I like teddy.
Everyone's like Tiffany Von Tramp. I'm like, aye,
yes,
hello. That's I would be
her daughter.
I did a fucking a hen a couple weeks ago, and they kept calling me Teddy. I was like, yeah, I'm Teddy. And I just had to steal her name. Sorry, Granda. But I had just to steal her fucking name.
They're like, you fucking bastard.
I was just like, I'm Teddy.
Just put on the deep voice and you get on a pair of glasses and you'll be sorted. I'll lend you one of the dresses she used to wear there.
Oh my God, yes.
One of the green one that she loves.
Oh, one is it? Is it this one?
No, that's new. It's buried away.
Did you bury it?
No, just it's been stuffed in there with other stuff. But I will
did
wear
you hide it?
Not out of shame.
Out of shame.
It didn't have a place to go. So, there you are. If Teddy, you're listening to this, you've that poor dress is very heartbroken. It's not even a dress. It's a cat suit. Like a sort of disco-y, wide-legged, woohoo sort of thing.
Well, woohoo.
Like disco dance. Woohoo.
Disco woohoo.
I was just thinking of Lady Portia. They're like, woohoo, disco woo-hoo. Dance. Woo-hoo.
Oh my God.
Disco dance.
Hello, my little chair.
Hello, my little pet, you little bitch.
My little chair rub.
Shout out to Lady Portia de Monte, the fucking hero of the... I think it's the second time we've mentioned her on this
Hello,
tonight.
Portia. Thank you for my first ever gig, even though I didn't fucking get it booked in at all.
But you sneaked in and she just went, okay,
I snuck in. I was like, I want to fucking do this show. And it was Halloween as well, so I was like, fuck it.
What was your one after that? Then how did you get rocking with Rusty Hinges?
Oh fuck! A miracle! Thank God! Loads of people died during COVID. Thank fuck for COVID.
that
gave me. If your granddad died, sorry, but like that gave me my fucking career.
Oh really?
Yeah. When, like because we went. Me, I think it was me, Malibu, and Charity. We went to watch one of the COVID shows, and it was just Rusty performing by herself. And she was like, "Do you want to come in tomorrow and drag?" We're like, "Yeah,
okay,
done." And then it's been every single Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, since
then. And you're
since
like,
then.
Lovely.
and just got really close, and now she's my ma.
She's an early
she's
girl.
She's my cunting mother, as I like
she
to call
is
her.
My mother. Don't listen to her.
Don't listen to her. She's a bad influence.
She's a bitch.
I think I influence her half the time now.
And sometimes I was like, okay, he's the influence. Like, come on. Like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, let's go out.
That's when she goes, okay. She goes, go on.
Like, go on. I know, I'm easily influenced, because I would be like, no. And they go on. I'm like, no. I'm like, go on. Like, yeah. Okay.
She says it a second time. You're like, oh, fuck. You said it twice now.
Yeah, I know. Tell you what. We'll just give her a ring and see what she's...
What do you say? She doesn't fucking answer.
Bet you.
Hello?
Hello.
Well, what's crack?
How are you, girl? Well,
right? I'm good, Bill. How did your podcast go?
We're just doing it right now. I thought you'd give you a ring mid-cast.
Hello, Slut.
You're live. Tiffany's here. We're having a glass of champagne and discussing her beginnings as a little girl.
Talking about my cunting ma.
And then you come up in conversation. So I was like, I'll give her a ring to say hello whilst on the pod. So hi, you love.
You're right.
You can edit this so it sounds good.
Oh, of course, yes. You're like, hi, you love. Do you want to say any words of wisdom?
All right, you dirty bitch.
Fabulous. That was the words of wisdom from Rusty Hinges.
I live by those words.
The great. Love, I'll ring you after. All right.
Bye, bastard. Fuck, here we go.
It's like, we got her good. We got her good.
We got her good. It's just straight away, it's like, hello.
Hello.
Well. I can really impersonate that cunt. I really, really could.
Well. I see, years of working with a bitch, I've picked up sayings that I've never had in my life, and I'm like,
no, like, well.
I'd say, right, well, how you doing? Never said that, but now I do. But today as well, this afternoon, I did put on my Instantagram. Some questions. Oh my goodness, because there's many a question there for you. People have decided they want to ask you some questions, and I'm going to ask you questions for your answers.
Just no. Every question, it's just no.
Do you like
yes,
doing drag?
Maybe. No.
So we've got a couple of people have written in. This little girl from Warwickshire in England wants you to make her dreams come true and take her to Belfast Castle.
I'd be like, fuck off, no. I'll pay for your taxi, but I'm not going with you. Fuck that.
I'm with you, kid. Sorry about it. So we got this one coming in from Amy B. She says, what's your favourite saying or meme from Belfast? What's your favourite Belfast saying?
Fuck, I don't know. I say gag all the time, so probably gag.
Gag, me too.
Or her. Gag. I fucking love the word her.
I like her too. I use cunt. But that's not even a Belfast saying. That's just a general
that's
saying.
That's just cunt. It's everyone in general.
Cunt.
I love her, especially when you get people from like Wales or Scotland and they're coming over to watch the shows. I'll be like, ugh, have you been a her tonight? And they're like, what the fuck have you just said to me?
What? I was like, have you been a whore? I was like,
you been a whore? Like, no, I say her or slut.
The translate, I know the Belfast saying is like, hello, whore. I'm like, what? Are you a whore?
You just get them staring at you. I'm like, oh, fuck. And because we're from here, we talk like fuck and we speak really fast.
Really, really quick. And sometimes I say, I'm like, sure, it's a gag. It's very cackling at her. I'm like,
what
the fuck was that? I'm like,
there was someone on Sunday and he was from Derry and we were all just talking. We were talking to Eamon McGill and it was one of his mates, I think. They're from Derry, and they were just like, I have no idea what you're saying. But I heard it straight away. I was like, what do you mean? Like, fuck, listen to you.
My dear accent.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
Cooking
that.
With flyer.
I love that accent. Sometimes you hear people and it's very thick and it actually makes me feel a bit ill. And like,
I always think of Robin. I always think of Robin.
Robin Dame.
Dames.
I got
Robert Robin. Diamonds.
Robert DeMonte.
Robert DeMonte. Fuck.
Robert Diamante. Lovely fella. Our second question comes in from Espresso Martini.
Sexy bastard.
Absolutely. She says, tell Tiffany she's a ride.
Thank you. I know.
And there you are. And of course, what outside of drag inspires your drag?
Just fucking like slutty powerful women.
Like who? Who's a slutty powerful woman?
I don't know. Like, fucking Catwoman probably. I don't know why. Like, I always wear black and I'm always sexy.
If you live in Ballymena, it's called Catwoman. Have you seen Catwoman? She takes a shite in the back garden. You have to chase the bitch for fuck's sake. It's the third time this week.
Catwoman.
Get her to my fucking garden.
Catwoman. Put down the poison. Fucking kill her. Catwoman.
I spread her with fucking piss and everything. She won't go away. Catwoman.
Oh, fuck.
Pussy was out and everything.
Pussy woman.
Hell, you fucking want that Catwoman bastard.
Probably just fucking Catwoman. Just someone sexy and
what other women,
confident.
What about like Liz Truss? Would she be like your sort of...
Love her. Love her dance. Love her wee dancing when she walks to a fucking podium.
That was Theresa May.
Oh, that was. Oh, yes. Fuck, they all look the same.
Aren't they? They're outborn hers anyway.
Let's trust not the fucking lettuce.
She, yes.
She was the lettuce.
The lettuce outlived her political career, so I was like, that's something to...
Fuck, that's right.
Yep, it lasted longer than hers.
We're all such stupid bastards. I bet all of us are watching that being like, haha, look at the lettuce.
But not... Well, I knew it was about her, because I'm like, look at that stupid bitch. She hasn't a fucking clue what she's at.
And then the next until after. I was just like, why are we all watching?
And then come Rishi Sunak, and for a while I was like, oh, he's attractive. And then he turned into a twat, and his trousers didn't fit him. I was like,
Jake, he's attractive. Oh, God, I thought he was ugly looking.
Oh, he's
disgusting looking.
Yeah, no, disgusting.
And I'd buck anything. I've bucked most things.
I'm like, you'll do.
Like, hello. In a put darker. A paper bag over his head.
You're putting your dick into the Prime Minister's red box and they're holding in front of the
dining.
Oh,
like, no.
Like, give me a fuck with your red box, you bastard. Any other inspirations? Like any music? Would you be like some sort of goth girl?
Oh,
like,
Lady Gaga. I know I'm very gothy and vampy, but I love Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Anything that woman does. She could shit in a mic and fart in it and I will perform it.
Shite into a martini glass and throw it around a child and you'll be like, fantastic.
I'll do
artwork.
The same thing. I'll impersonate her.
You'll do it on stage.
I'll get one of my cousins and be like, come here.
Come on, kids. Let's go. You'll love
help,
it.
Help out your Uncle Tiffany. And then boom.
Sorted, thanks, cheers. No, I do like a little bit of Lady Gaga.
I love Lady Gaga. That would be those two. It'd be Lady Gaga and Catwoman. If you ever looked at me, you'd be like, aye.
Like, there's Lady Catwoman.
Lady Catwoman.
Lady Catwoman.
That's my new drag name, Lady Catwoman.
Lady Catwoman. We have another question. It says, Robin Diamonds, all the way from Derry.
Robert, hello Robert.
Robert himself.
You're a bastard.
Is it true that Tiffany has a third leg?
Yes. But I left it at home.
Oh, have you?
I bought it off Amazon.
Was it Heather Mills' old one?
Yeah. I just said that.
Made out of wood.
it's all you hear.
It's a sort of a moist night and rainy night tonight, so the wood would swell and you wouldn't be able to get into your shoe or fuckles. No, I wouldn't have that.
It's just when my high kick leg goes, I need to go get me the other one.
Is this like an inside joke if you get like a large dick or something she's talking about?
I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. Then again, it's Robert.
Well,
so me and his conversations are not well. Like, I like how I just said his because I said Robert. We Robin Diamonds.
We Robert. I'm going to start saying I'm now saying that.
Robert.
Gia Lovett has written in saying, hey, how does Tiffany feel about her review on Tussle Tuesday?
What the... Hello, love, what the fuck does that mean? My review?
Good woman. Beat people and start murder.
Start murder outside of Kremlin. Just roll about.
That's every weekend for everybody. That's how you do it.
It's me.
Rockabilly Kitten has written, she says...
Oh, God.
What's it like living in the 50s and being fingered by a horse? No, she says... Great. How long have you been a Swiftie? Are you a Taylor Swift
No,
fan?
Fuck off. Hate her. Hate the bitch.
Oh, do you?
I'm saying this. One of my best friends will probably be like, that's a lie. Because we had a Taylor Swift brunch and... You know, like, you know you're doing homework and you're like, no, I'm just going to start doing this.
Yeah.
I tried my hardest to learn Taylor Swift songs, but I was just getting distracted. I was like, I'll just watch YouTube.
Yeah, I hated it. I wouldn't be a fan of her, to be honest. No. I don't get the hype. I'm like, why is everybody going, oh my God, she's amazing. She's a born her.
Every single Tuesday, I'm like, I will play any song as long as it's not shit and no fucking Taylor Swift. I'd rather swallow a bullet. I'd rather swallow a bullet. And you still get people being like, you play Taylor Swift. And I'm like, fuck off.
There is a couple of good remixes that I have and I would play, and they're actually not bad. As long as you're outside having a fag when they're playing, they're okay.
I know.
Like when I'm on, like, no,
it's a rule. On a Tuesday, you will not hear it. You will not hear it.
Taylor Swift Tuesdays, I think folks will go for that. It was Bratz Party there recently, whatever that meant. I'm showing me age. I was like, what the fuck does this Bratz mean?
It was Charlie XCX.
I did not even know anything about it. I was like, what is Bratz and Charlie XCX and Neon Green?
Me and Rusty looked at each other and went, what's a Bratz?
I was like, what?
What's the brat?
What? And I was like, I'm feeling my brat fantasy. I'm like, but what? I just thought of them dolls with the guys.
The fucking gays went mental for that. And I was like, you're all wearing green and you're in Bimbox. Like, every other fucking night, calm down, just because Charlie XCX is playing. But it was mental. It was great.
Fuck, gag. I'm like, they are.
Drunk. It was
like,
great.
Right. Tell me the secrets to what you want the night out, for fuck's sake. There's times you go out to do gigs and there's not a fucking sinner there. And you're like, what am I doing wrong? You go home, terrible depression, going, fucking hate my life. Yeah, I love dressing.
But no, not Taylor Swift. Absolutely not. I like one song from Taylor and that's it.
What is it?
It's a song called Paper Rings. I don't know why, it's just catchy.
Oh,
it's just one of those things that
sounds
catchy.
Shite. Paper rings. I make them on, sell them on Etsy. I'm like, don't. There's videos on TikTok that get me, and it's these like fucking freaks.
Fucking freaks.
Selling fucking shite. I'm like, welcome to my Etsy shop. I'm packing an order. Pack an order with me. I'm not packing it with you, love. I'm sitting on my phone watching you being scundered for the carry-on.
Have you ever noticed it's always just one? Like, they're not doing multiple orders. It's like, here's this one order.
This order.
It's to my auntie.
It's like, it's just packing this order of the day. You're like, right, okay, what do you... And it's... But there's some things, these ones do want... Somebody ordered a £25 mystery box, and this bitch sells, like, fucking rotten, like, stones. Like, it's good for you, like... Well, this one's amethyst. This is good for your... You know, like, healing stones.
Oh, healing...
Like,
oh, I don't believe in that shit. Why are you wearing a stone in your neck? Just, like... Do you want it to heal you? Shove it up your hole and see if it works.
This is it. Shove it up your ass.
Quartz up the hole.
We said like a bit of rose quartz up the anus. But literally, I just watched this girl. I don't know why. Sometimes the video's going for ages and I'm watching this.
£25, you say?
£25 mystery box. I'm like...
For stones.
You are charging people on
for stones, coloured stones.
And they're willingly paying for it. I should start charging for fucking some of the stones that fall out of my necklaces, going, I'm just putting together this little order box today of some of my shitty necklaces.
All my little stones. I remember you gave me bracelets, and I still have them to this day, but all the stones fell off.
You
gave them to me, and a couple of stones were missing. You were just like, haha. Like, as soon as I put it on, because I'm so fucking pasty white, as soon as I put it on, all the tan.
That was tan. Ingrained in it.
It was ingrained. It
became, yes, I
had a tanned wrist for a couple of weeks.
Yes, they do.
Just a tanned wrist.
I do find that because it's cheap silver from China, it does start to also react with the tan and becomes a beautiful colour on my arm at the end of the night.
Yeah, on yours, not on mine. I haven't worn them since.
No, stained. Then they're ready for the bin. They do have a short life on them. Like, after a while, the rhinestones like bang off and like near put people's eyes out. You're like,
haha.
Don't mind me. It's just a rhinestone. It's fine. We've also got another question coming from Beardy Hooker. This is
hello, Dad.
Works down by the Albert Glock, being a hooker and bearded. Ask Tiffany, how's your neck?
He's a bastard.
What is this? tell us the in-depth bastard. Story. Tell us the now story.
Well, I have many a story of being a hooker, but this was it was a couple of weeks ago. Went with a guy and was branded. Was fully like branded. Like my neck was destroyed.
Serious?
Yes.
Do people still give love bites?
Well, we did apparently. I don't. It's worse. I just woke up and was like, you know, you do a double take in the mirror, like Scooby Doo, like, holy shit! I remember being like, what the fuck?
Who did this?
Help me!
It's like I suddenly put a pufferfish on my neck and it sucked.
It sucked it. I'll like, show you. I'll get it up now. I know where it is.
Oh my god!
Let me just look at my vault on Snapchat. Videos of me drunk and videos of everyone else drunk.
Vault.
Vault.
I only use Snapchat for the filters to take silly photographs of my face.
No, I
use work because it really passes the time.
I use it to mainly talk to Misty because Misty only talks on Snapchat, and then fucking videoing everyone else and bully them.
And sending nudes to gentlemen.
Well, I don't really do that. I don't think I've ever.
Do you not send a nude?
I don't think I've really sent nudes before. Oh
my goodness, how could you be here and not send a nude?
I just can't be bothered.
Like I can't be arsed sending showing you my penis.
Right. Can you see it there? Can you see my neck there?
Jesus Christ!
She's reacting to my neck.
Oh my god.
I mean, it was...
You look like you've been beaten, like a battered
fish. I was battered.
Oh my god.
I know, and it wasn't just there, they were everywhere, but that was the notable ones. The noticeable ones, sorry.
Oh, did you take him home with you?
What?
Did you take him back home
with you? Oh no, I went back to his. He had a hotel, and I was like, why not?
Oh, so he just basically pufferfished the fuck line out of you?
Yeah. Big deck. Great deck.
Oh, there you are. You've
hit great it. Deck.
Where else did he leave?
Yeah, because I went back the other night. I think he stayed for the week or something. It was the Monday and then went back on the Wednesday and got more.
I got a clue.
I was just like, well.
Were you in drag?
No.
Oh.
Actually, no. For thank once. God. I like, straight away, you were like, were you in drag?
I'm like,
haven't done a drag one in a while.
Were you in drag?
That's such a lie. I literally sucked dick. I think it was Saturday.
I couldn't. It's not my thing. It just turns me instantly off.
I feel like a woman.
And see, no, couldn't. I'm a fucking. I just stand like, all right, lads, and like talk shit. Like, I couldn't be like,
I still do that. I sound. I think I sound like a man. I clearly don't. But.
Just,
I'm very like,
couldn't. I think maybe years ago, I was like, oh no, never again. Never,
but I ever, flirt heavily ever, when I'm out ever. On the bike. Like, yes, sure. You see me walking about on the Saturdays. I'm walking about talking to the boys, stamping. I'm like, hello, boys.
Hi.
Like, who's got the biggest dick?
I may
let's
come.
See your muscles.
People probably look at me for this and go, that one, look, Roxy is so unapproachable, but I'm actually not coming to Halloway to me. I'm like, hello, how you doing?
I see her running down the streets. I'm like, hello, Roxy, there she is.
But literally, I will not fucking flirt with people. I just like, all right, love. And I remember some fellas make you're saying, and I'm like, oh, that's great, thank you. Yeah. Anyway. Smoking a fag.
No,
fuck away off.
No, I'm in the house of hers. You know how everyone has houses?
Yeah.
We're in one. It's the house of sluts.
The house of sluts.
It'd be me, Rusty, Sunny, and Fierce. We're just all hers.
I wouldn't. I'm in the house of
I just exposed them as sluts.
The house of celibate bitches. I'm like, I'm having none of it. I'm like,
you're
I try just, to put them off.
You're
I'm like,
just no. A Christian. You're the nun. You're just.
I instantly put me in. I'm like, no, get the fuck back. I'm wearing drag. Go away.
I'm in the mood, which is all the time. Like, why not? It's even worse after I do it because I have red lips. I look like the Joker after.
And then it's all everywhere. Yeah, that's another reason. And you do like the not a chance. I'm like, no, you can meet me after when I'm washed clean and ready to go. No, I want you dressed up. Then go fuck yourself.
I don't know. I think it's just because I'm very confident as a woman. I'm confident as a man as well, but like when I'm Tiffany, I'm like, haha.
Even more so.
Let's see your dick. And then they show it, and like, I always make the joke, but like, I'll suck you clean dry.
And then they go, okay.
If they're gorgeous looking, I'm like, fuck my cunt into space. Like, that's just like, that's like my opening line to talk to some customers.
Fuck my cunt into space.
Fuck my cunt into space.
Pardon? And it's like, hi, how are you?
I climb you like a tree. You have a face I could sit on.
All the sands.
All the sands.
Fucking right. I was like, if that's how you get it, go for it. Whereas I'm like, don't even.
You always get like, can I see your dick? And they show your album. I'm like, look at this album. It's great.
I'm like, no, get it out here in the street and put it in my hand.
I know that too.
I've asked a few people, can I weigh your balls? And then they put it in my hands. I go, weigh.
Consider that stolen. That's my new one. Can I weigh your balls?
Can I weigh them? What do you mean? Can I weigh? I want to weigh how heavy they are. And then you go, weigh, as you bounce them in your hand. I know. I've done it a couple of times, actually. I've had a few testicles in my hand. And then you're kind of like,
I bet you have.
Some weren't clean. I'm like, ew. Like, there was a bit of fluff and all on it. Probably from
that. Oh, no. Oh, no. Like, hi, that would turn me.
The men are gorgeous. Very well washed on a Sunday night. Chrissy Toxicity asks, what is one trend or practice in drag that you would want to get rid of permanently?
Just don't do it.
Don't do the
just don't do it. There you go. Like, what next question?
A trend? What are trends? Like, our trend? What's trend in drag at the minute? Like,
I don't know. Actually, what is the trend?
What's
in drag?
Everybody doing?
Everyone's turning gothy again. There's a lot of goths about.
Feet of shite, that. I started my drag. Was like a dark gothic Roxy.
I know. I still need to see. I've never seen a picture of gothic Roxy, but I need to see it.
Oh my god. Well, I think I may have something in.
I hear this all the time.
Somewhere. I know everybody does. Like, oh my god. I'm like,
I've heard this on this podcast so many fucking times. Ew. Never seen it.
I'm more than likely have probably. Like, got rid of all images. Like, it didn't exist. I didn't exist before a certain time. But
getting rid of the evidence.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about. I wasn't a goth bitch. I think if you actually just go on my Facebook. Oh, there we go.
Oh, no, it's taking too long.
Like, oh, look at that. Like, walking in a Catwoman rain.
Oh, hello, Electra. Who the fuck is this?
For a while, some people did confuse me and me and Electra together. And then, because also for a while as well, we did look like each other out of drag. No, we're kind of like brothers.
That's not you. You're so pale.
And I know, aren't I disgusting?
The first time you ever met me, you were like, get a tan.
We were
doing Rusty's Friday, and
you need a tan.
You were like, get a tan, pierce your ears, and shave your legs. That was back in the day when you used to shave your legs.
I did shave my legs for a while. Isn't
oh
this?
Oh my god.
I'm showing Tiffany some images. I probably will upload them at some point to Instagram or
something. W-O-M-A-N, I'll say it again. You love those fucking tights.
They were used. I think I probably have them in here somewhere still. I like this.
Let's dig. We'll want to find
this.
Them.
Look at this girl who's in a fire.
Oh my god, Roxanne, no, oh my god.
I know, these, I think I will have to get these up so you can actually see them and laugh.
What was my ones like?
I thought I was the Queen of Bombay. J-Ho, but that was actually a racist in my head. It was fucking terrible.
Oh my god.
Oh, there's the gothic girl.
Stinking. So you were gothy.
I would have been operating a Thursday night upstairs in the... Look at that bitch there with her short wig on, giving it the daddy.
Oh my god.
In my time. And then I discovered a lace front wig, but this, look at this fucking...
That's not lace. Where's the lace?
Really cut back terribly short. It's awful. Or this mutton dressed as shite.
This mutton? Mutton dressed on the as table. Shite. It's like that. It's like...
Wow. I know. Yeah, I actually remember that picture, and I was like, who the fuck's that thing?
What is that, Dawn?
Look at that thing.
That could have been sisters.
You're like Dawn Von Thing.
Dawn Von Tussle.
Please welcome to the stage, Dawn Von Thing. Tussle. Look, screaming into the abyss. And
why are you screaming a lot? Oh my god.
I don't know, because I thought I'm a goth.
That's a trend. I'm seeing a load of queens perform songs, and they're like screaming.
Like, I love this. Folks, you are listening to this, and you are probably want to see these pictures, so do send me a message. I will get them up. But what I did think holding up an old black piece of fabric that was unironed was...
Did you just get out of bed? What
edgy.
The fuck did you do?
I don't know what that was. It was awful. It's a photo shoot that I actually done of myself.
I'm actually shocked. You are...
This is the one that everybody talks about in the trousers.
Is this the trousers?
These are the trousers.
Have you still got them? I want them. They look like... They're gay.
I do still have them. They're somewhere in this fucking realm of shite.
I cannot picture that and then you know.
Like... A regular choice heels. I went and paid £70 for them things. Never wore them once. I was like, they're vile.
So, oh my god.
Look, sitting on top of a washing machine. Thinking of those balls. That was what I think I spoke about this in another podcast. I just literally
sitting
put
on top of a washing machine.
Absolutely diabolical. I tell you what, you know what? I'm literally saying I'll put these pictures up. See if you want to see them. Go onto my Facebook, Roxy Tumble Dryer. Just click into profile pictures and scroll right to the bottom. And you will see everything you need to see.
That's what I'm doing when I go home. That's shocking. Oh
my
god.
They get.
As I'm saying this, go on my Instagram and go back to the first couple of photos.
They get somewhat.
You can clearly say I've not changed.
They get somewhat better because the woman starts to appear.
This is where I start. This is old Roxy to me. Not the
like,
other one.
Look, there's me pointing at a shaved leg and an Ugg boot on. I'm like, I'm a lady.
I'm sorry. I missed your shaved legs. I remember.
Why does my face look like I've been stung by a wasp?
Fuck.
Like I had an allergic reaction. I'm like, literally. Stinking.
She's dying.
But yeah, that is. Look at that big woman there. That he's not.
Look at your tits.
I know. I don't understand where they came from. Yeah, but yeah, go and have a look. All pictures available as my profile pictures, or go on the Tiffany Vaughan Tussle and see her lovely pictures as well.
Oh, I'm no, sure they're absolutely
gorgeous.
Like the past, like a couple of ten, after 10 of the photos just don't look. I look like a monster.
I'm going to go and find some and include them as the advertising for this podcast. Like, go
I'll
look
send
at her.
You pictures, I don't care.
Go look at our mucky pictures and drag.
Because I just look like 10% better now. Just sexier. Skinnier.
Well, you're not like Madonna anyway. You don't age well.
I know.
And speaking of Madonna, we have an advert as well. Madonna has contacted me for her brand new wheelchair order. But back in a wee second, here's some words from Mad Donna from The Divas.
This is a Madonna takeover, bitches. Come on, gays. Do you believe in supporting local drag? Well, come to your Night of a Thousand Madonnas in Mandela Hall with me, Trudy Scrumptious, and a stellar lineup of local fabulous drag talent. Tickets are £15. You can get them from my website at www.trudyscrumptious.co.uk. Be there or be a loser. I want to see you all dressed up, looking gorgeous, ready to vogue, express yourself, and celebrate the Queen of Pop. See you there.
Hello, hello, welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast with myself, Roxy Humbledryer, and this week I'm joined by the Tiff of the Tuss, it's Tiffany Von Tussle.
Hello!
You may have just heard that little advertisement for A Night of a Thousand Madonnas with Miss Trudy Scrumptious at the helm, and of course, a gaggle of most beautiful girls, including us as well.
I can't wait, the first one was amazing. How are we doing? See if you hear this. Yeah, you probably do.
Oh, that was the sound of somebody unlocking an old door. And
it was me just cracking my knees.
It was actually a if you can guess what it is, write in the comments. The winner will receive a non-expenses paid trip to Donegal. You will have no accommodation, no food or travel. So you have to get there by yourself and pay for it yourself.
You win a free booking by me. Cubicle 2, let's go.
There you are, go for it. And it's either of the two toilets in the Maverick, so you can go for whatever one you want. She'll be waiting in the mall. Trudy has sent in a question as well earlier on. She goes, is Tiffany excited for Night of a Thousand Madonnas? She goes, see that subtle way of wangling in a wee plug?
No. Next question.
Didn't notice at all. Are you excited for Night of a Thousand Madonnas?
I can't wait. The last one was amazing.
It was good. I
enjoyed it. It was me, you, Trudy, Rusty. Letta, Rusty, Malibu, Electra. There's one more. Who else was it?
As I say, my memory is not great. I can only remember literally last week.
I can't remember what I did yesterday. Alcohol has really destroyed my brain.
Yeah, I must say that it has. You kind of remember, like, well, I don't remember where you were. But whatever it was a good fucking night.
Oh, I loved it.
And it is, again, once again, this year, so it is coming up. You better get your shit together.
I'm excited. Are you excited, Roxy?
Oh, I'm very excited.
Madonna again.
Can't wait to get into my old Madonna drag and be an old woman and a slut. Let me just get the...
That's just Trudy in general.
Absolutely. So it is
old woman and slut.
Friday the 30th of August. That is also my birthday.
Is it your birthday?
Friday the 30th of August, I turn 35.
Oh my god, we're getting absolutely fucked up for Madonna.
I'm definitely going to be Madonna in a wheelchair.
I'm
like, yeah.
I'm going to make sure you're going to die that night. You're not surviving drinking with me, bitch.
It's my birthday, bitch. So, yes, get a ticket, folks. Come along. £15. You can't beat it. At the Mandela Hall as well.
I know.
The Mandem Hall.
Mandem. We've upgraded.
Absolutely. Get your tickets. TrudyScrumptious.co.uk. £15. Come and see us. It's my birthday too. Bring me something nice. Or just buy me a drink. Don't bring me fuck all. Just steaming and make sure I have a lovely 35th birthday.
It's your drink of choice anyway.
Vodka and orange juice.
Good girl.
Always. Always love an orange juice with bits, but in bars.
With bits?
Yeah, or freshly squeezed. Like if you go to the merchant.
Do you get all that weird fucking bitty bits? Like the pulp and the bit? No.
Oh, I love it.
No, that would turn me.
Oh my god, it's like dinner, eating and drinking and the whole thing. It's great. It's like a smoothie with vodka.
Nope.
But when you go to the merchant, they actually freshly squeeze it and it comes in a wee jug and you're like, fucking stop it now.
Fuck, no, that's a bit too...
Stunning.
I'm so fucking like East Belfast. I'm like, what? Just get out of the carton, put it in.
Oh no, every orange juice tastes different. I think Tropicana's fucking leaping. I'd rather go to Lidl and get it out of the machine, freshly squeezed in front of you.
Do you have like a top 10 of orange juices?
Absolutely.
Oh, Jesus fuck, here we go.
Christ. Oh, Marks and Spencer's is up there with a good one. That's nice.
Marks and Spencer's.
Don Simon, it's Spanish. Lidl used to do it.
I was going
to
say, what the fuck's Don Simon?
Lidl used to do it, but they've stopped. This is, folks, this is my life. This is the things I worry about in life. The orange juice crisis. And then the price of it, sometimes you're like, well, I'm not paying £3, £4.50 for a litre and a half of orange and Tropicana.
How much?
Bastards. Sometimes £4.50 to a fiver.
No, that's disgusting.
For not even a litre and a half of Tropicana. And I'm like...
I notice now that I'm 23. I'm like, I know I'm adulting when I'm out shopping. I'm like, what the fuck? These prices?
Is not right.
When I was 10, it was not that.
My weekly shop. So I would go and get your big shop.
No, your big shop, bits, yeah. Your weekly shop.
Last week, I got just shit and wasn't anything special. Fucking £88. Fuck. For me, a single gay man. Not that anything's gay to do, but like,
what's the gay got to do with it?
I'm gay, don't eat much.
Are you getting gay ham?
I'm like, I need gay ham. But literally, everything's so fucking dear. Like,
that's mental.
How can I afford beautiful costumes and...
It gets worse every year.
And it does. Listen, it's getting old now. You're like 23 and I'm like, I'm coming 35.
You know what's worse? Because I hang out with all you motherfuckers. Everyone's like, oh my God, Tiffany, you must be like late 20s. I'm like, no, I'm the baby of the group.
I'm really young.
I'm the baby of the group. I'm just 23.
That's right. That's a
but when too. We all started becoming friends, that's when I was like 20.
Fucking hell. Oh my God. And you mature more. You're like, I know.
I don't think I've matured. No. Me not. Of all people. Fucking no.
Fuck, I'm not.
I hang out with all you. No, absolutely not.
None of us are mature.
None of us are fucking
none
mature.
None of us are mature. Fuck me.
Rusty's birthday proved that. And
absolutely.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Cried laughing at that.
Good time out. It was a good night out. But then, sure, I was... Was it? Yes, because I had to go to work the next day.
Yeah.
And... I wasn't even drinking. I was just in great crack. I was loving it.
Remember, they prank called you? That was a gag.
Mm.
You should have seen it. Roxy's heart fell out of her fucking asshole.
I was on standby for work, and these motherfuckers just said to try and, to ring me and go, hello, we need you for standby flight. And
she was just like, oh no. But it was we all had to play it up. We had to be like, oh no, Roxy, oh no.
15 minutes before the standby ended, and I was like, no, please, no, no. You would have thought they were taking my kids off. Like, no, please, no, please, no. I'll be a good mom.
She got shot.
And then they all giggled in the kitchen. I was like, yeah, fucking bastards, pour me a vodka. That's me done.
Any time at Rusty's house is not well. I remember
good times.
There was another one. Was it someone's birthday? It must have been someone's birthday. There was one time I can't remember what. We changed Rusty's Alexa, because you can change the name of the Alexa.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, on the app. But it's like certain names, but I can't remember what. But we were all drunk and Rusty's just going, Alexa, Alexa, and the music wouldn't stop.
It was just wouldn't say, like,
and then we put her on Tinder. We put her on Tinder, but as Rusty.
I was like, I'm like,
it was a picture of her winning. It was a picture of her winning.
Was that we did that? Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was me, you, and Malibu Amy.
Did she not? I never followed up on that. Did she? That's
yeah,
right.
We she were found out like, the next day because I texted her straight away. I was like, "Have you found love yet?" She was like, "Yous are all cunts." I'm like, "Ha ha."
That's right. Because we kept matching. Like, literally,
people think
yes
I'm nice. You have no fucking idea.
Kept saying yes to everybody. I'm like, "Yes, yes, yes, yes." I remember the kitchen howling, going, "Ah!" I'm putting her best picture.
It was
up,
a like, picture of her and her big titty plate, and then one where she won Opportunity Frock. So the difference, from like 6 months ago.
Oh my God! Like
to back in the day,
fucking 13, 14 years. Like
you look great, lovely tits. I have her fucking tortured on the daily.
Oh my God, I'm rich. I completely forgot about that setting up the Tinder.
It was so funny. Because we went on a night out and her phone kept going. But she was so drunk, she was like, what's my phone doing? We were just like, I don't know.
And then it was, yes, we actually set up a Tinder for you in drag. And they're all going mad for you. Phone at the guy, shall lose dirty man. Dirty bastards.
Won't be the first time, won't be the last time.
Not a fucking toll. So I've got a wee thing here for as well. Just before we wrap up, I kick you out of my house, you fucking jip. it's called the wrong answer game. You just have to give me the wrong answer. So
no, I'm a dumb bastard. I'm gonna give you the right answer.
The first thing comes to your mind. That's
it. Oh God.
You literally just have to come. No thinking. No, just have to boom, straight out. Okay.
Okay. God.
After 3, 1, 2, 3. Name a makeup brand you use.
Revolution.
Oh my God. Name a cheese that starts with the letter F.
Wait, is this the wrong answer? So I have to say the wrong thing? Told you I've already fucked it up. F? I don't know. Fermanagh? I don't know. I've already fucked it up.
Fermanagh cheese.
Fermanagh cheese.
Oh my God. What's the name of the first drag queen you've ever saw?
Oh my, I don't know. Bushmills. Just because I just saw the fucking thing there. That's why.
Please welcome to the stage,
Bushmills. What a name.
She lives in Cool, up in Bushmills itself, in between Bushmills and Coleraine. She'll be wee girl.
Glitzy sister.
Fetish Licks. We're running up that hill.
I fell down the hill.
Smashing.
Dead. I can't do quick things on the spot.
Oh, you're doing very well anyway.
No, I'm not, you lying bastard.
Name me something that you can drive with some wheels.
My ass.
Perfect. Which politician was caught giving a hand wank to someone in a public toilet?
Me.
Perfect. Reading these editors written, I go, which public politician was caught giving a hand wank? What's a hand wank?
I didn't even notice that there either.
Yeah, there we go. I'm leaving that in. Fuck that.
Which hand wanking.
Have you give hand wanks? I'm like, yes. Yeah. I have to do the mouth. 50p. And the arse wank. I'm like, do you give an arse wank? I just stick it in between the arse cheeks and go for it. I don't want to get pregnant. You've done very well. You've got no points. However, you've won nothing.
Oh, fucker. Yes, great.
Congratulations.
I needed well that. Done. I needed the nothing.
Tell us, where can we see you? Where can we come and see you on a weekly basis to shout abuse at you and call you a cunt and ask where if you can donate some of your hair to a girl with no legs?
Oh, God, fuck. On the street corner outside the Albert Clock, at my brothel. No, you can see me every Tuesday. Every Tuesday and Sunday in the Maverick and every Saturday in Bim Box.
Fabulous. On a Tuesday, what goes on? What's happening? What is it?
I just get you fucked up and call you a slut.
But I believe it's called Tussle Tuesday?
Tuesday Tussle, is it?
Tuesday Tussle,
yes. Tiffany Bond Tuesday Tussles.
Either or, it doesn't really matter.
No, I'm on stage being like, welcome to Tussle Tuesdays. Welcome and you get the managers being like, you've said your name wrong again. Yeah. I was like, fuck.
Smashing. I was like, it's a night anyway.
I love a Tuesday. You just come and get absolutely fucked up during the week.
And what do? Do you numbers?
I perform. I play games. I give away free alcohol.
What sort of games do you make people do? A dance-off game that everybody
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Excuse me, I'm a drag queen.
Absolutely.
My whole thing's lip-syncing, so I'll lip-sync and then I'll get people to lip-sync.
That game everywhere. Everywhere.
I always play that game. You know the game where you have like the painted sticks and you get the sandpaper, you have to wank off the stick?
Oh, yes.
The Great British Wank Off.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen that in years.
I play that every now and then.
Who has the great job of painting sticks every week?
They don't get painted.
Do they not?
No, I just get them to wank on stage for a laugh. And then I turn around and I'm like, I look at the sticks, I pretend to be all smart, be like, you've done well, you've done shit. The sticks have not been painted since I first painted them, which was my first Tuesday over a year ago. And now I just go, oh, I can't decide, audience, should we get them to wank again? And I get them to do it all over again. But I play a countdown, you know, the 30 seconds, like, I play that and they're just like aggressive. So I turn the mic down, I turn into Titty and I'm screaming, be like, wank it, spit it, huck to it, fucking spit on it, use lube. And there's like a wee girl, a granny, and like some weird old man on stage just wanking with sticks.
Wanking these sticks that haven't been painted. They're none left. They're like toothpicks.
Yeah.
In a couple of months, you're like,
the paint is gone. It's like a house that hasn't been painted in 10 years. That, if you can picture that, that's the sticks.
Oh,
my dick sticks.
I want to see pictures of these dick sticks.
I'll send a picture when I go home.
Get these bald ass sticks.
I want to see these dick sticks.
Oh, do you take them with you? You bring them, your props?
Yeah, they're mine. Because I did them at another gig. I can't even remember. I was just like, this will be funny. Fuck it, why not?
Go for that.
I think I did a hen once as well.
It'd be one of those things you'd leave and they'd be lost after about a week. You know, like,
the plunger sticks. The sticks of a plunger. I just like I took the rubber bit off. I just painted them. And I just got, I think I stole sandpaper from some shop and I was like, there you go.
That's
my game.
Early drag, you steal bits.
Do that and you get a free drink. A glass of water.
You have to do the one of putting the eyeliner up your wrist of your arm. That's how you steal eyeliner, you slide it up your wrist as you walk along super drunk, like, what's that over there?
Oh my god, it's just gone. In my luck, I'd walk about and it'll fall out.
I pay for it now, don't worry, I don't do that anymore.
Lying bitch. You lying bitch.
Marks and Spencers now and have my fucking way, but say no. So Tussle Tuesdays, we'll see you on Friday as well. Don't we?
There's some Fridays that you'll see
some
me.
Fridays
some Fridays.
Appear.
Every Sunday with Rusty and Fierce. Every Saturday in Boombox.
Yes.
The end of the month with Revolution to Cuba.
We brunch. Yes.
And then all my other shit. My bingos in the Ulster Student Bar is coming back in September.
I'm going to report that for breaches against the public.
Basically.
I'm going to
the first one is Sex Toy Bingo. It's coming back. I can't remember what day.
Sex Toy Bingo?
Basically, the prizes are sex toys.
Oh, it's fuck, great. Days.
I just do normal music bingo, and then the prizes are sex toys.
And you win a little dildo?
Yeah, you win a bullet vibrator, handcuffs, like a massive double-sided dildo. Yeah, like, you know, one of those fist things?
Oh, wow.
Like one of them.
Like proper. Like,
it's amazing. Last time, some wee Christian man won it, and I was like, here, have a fist. And he was like waving it about the bar, and I was like, you're not well.
He's like, this is my Jesus fist.
I was like, that's been inside me. Go on, son.
Everything for the Lord in the fist position.
And then I kissed him later on that night, so he clearly wasn't a Christian.
Not at all. He was easy.
Well, I was going to suck his dick, and I was like, no, I can't. I'm just going to go around the Maverick and have a drink.
It's a Christian dick.
It's a Christian dick, no.
He's washed in holy water before you actually go down on it.
His pubes are like rosary beads.
Roxy just did it. Oh, my God. I'm actually just pictured that in my head, like beads all
just.
Like dreads,
beads on the pubes.
Fucking disgusting. Vile. Tiffany, thank you for joining me. It's been absolutely
wonderful.
So
we didn't talk about anything. We were just on a tangent. It was good.
Really? We did find out. You've only been doing drag about 6 months, so.
Yeah.
You're doing well.
I'm still really good.
You're still decent enough. Your time will come soon. You'll be. Stop.
I do
stop.
Every Thursday with Anya in Maverick. My name is Sassy Hales. No, I'm joking. I fucking love Sassy Hales. Vote Sassy Hales. I fucking love that woman to death.
Vote what for what? Why?
No, she always just goes about and goes, vote Sassy Hales. And I'm like,
really?
Why are we voting?
Oh, really?
She did Chrissy's competition. But obviously, like, you don't vote. There's nothing to do with voting. But after everything, every time Chrissy gave her the mic, she was just goes, vote Sassy Hales. And I remember watching, a bit half cut, watching, being like, what the fuck are you on about?
I said a group hall laughing here, but it's literally like, what? So just any, it's like, just,
yeah,
there's no, even, nothing.
It's great when you're both, you're both drunk. One time we went to an afters and we were just sat there and I was trying to take the piss out of her, being like, vote Sassy Hales. And then she went on this tangent and at the end just went, but you know what? You're Tiffany Von Tussle. And you know what? Vote Sassy Hales. And then we got nearly kicked out because she was doing cartwheels in the fucking back garden and the neighbour fucking screamed at us.
You're a fucking high. Jesus Christ. Like, just vote. There's just no vote. No, Sassy Hales. Not even in context. Just vote. Make sure you vote.
Sassy Hales, I fucking love you. I hope you knew that.
There you are, folks. Make sure you vote. Vote Sassy.
Vote Sassy Hales. Vote Tiffany Von Tussel. Vote Roxy Tumblejar. Vote for us all.
Vote for everyone. Well, I tell you what. No, I'm going to vote for a fucking. I'm away. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Folks, I'm sorry about that. But I'll tell you what, thank you very much for listening to Laundry Podcast. It's been lovely. I do apologise, there is a bit of a break in between them. I'm a busy woman now, flying in the air and doing a bit of drag and also not being arsed generally with life. So yeah, it comes in waves, but we've got a Pride one coming, as I've said. So stick around, have a listen. And if I do see you on Pride Day, come up, get a picture, get a selfie. Don't get one with Tiffany, she's got rabies and shit. So she's
sorry,
guys. But do make sure you get pictures with your drag queens. Come up and see people. Say hi.
Say bye.
What do you look forward to about Pride?
Actually just walking the parade and seeing everyone. This is a genuine answer. Like, I fucking love it.
Love seeing
it. I love it. And you get all the free drink. It's great.
Well, that too. I do enjoy it. But once again, if you do see us, come and get a picture. Let us know. Tag us. Social media.
Tell me I'm fucking pretty.
What's your social medias? How can we find you on social meds?
You can find me everywhere at Tiffany Von T, because Instagram won't let me do Von Tussle for some fucking reason.
Right. Tiffany Von T.
No, everyone says Tiffany Von T.
Well, actually, for years I did think that too.
Yeah, no, everyone did.
Oh, Tiffany Von.
Rusty used to go Tiffany Vont.
Vont.
One time she went Tiffany Von Dort, and she was like, "You should change your name." I was like, "No, I'm not. Fuck off! I'm not changing my name." You
I couldn't remember that for about Tiffany Von Dort.
Tiffany Von Dort. Or it was Tiffany Michelle. Tiffany Michelle Von Tussle.
Oh my god.
But Tiffany, it's Tiffany Von T, not Vont. And if anyone says Vont, I'll fucking kick you in the cunt.
And then you've got the drag sister Vula.
Fuck.
Vula Vont.
Vula Vont.
It's Tiffany Vont and Vula. Vula
Vont.
Tiffany and Vula. Two lovely. Vula's Greek.
Vont duet.
My name is Vula. I'm your Greek sister. Hello.
Oh my god.
I come from Ireland. I'm very close to Athens. I want to tell you, darling. Very good. Maybe for a Greek wedding. I love them films. Total tangent there, but.
Again.
I love the sound of Vula and Vula Vont and.
Vula Vont.
Tiff. Tiffany Vont. There you are, folks. We're going to leave you with that thought. That was completely fucking random as hell. Thank you again for listening to Laundry.
See you later from the Vont sisters.
The Vont girls. This is open that Ervont and let the air out. That was the worst joke ever.
That was great.
I like that.
That was great.
Thank you for listening again. You've been amazing. We'll see you all over Pride. Have a wonderful Pride, whatever you're up to. Be safe. Don't be sorry.
Be a slut.
Be a slut and be proud of fucking who you are, because you're absolutely smashing. I'll see you all in the next one. Have a nice one. Bye-bye. God bless.
Bye.